Watch Live, Democrats Retake Control of the House. By Sean Moran on January 3, 2019. Democrats will retake control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years as Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, will likely become the next Speaker of the House. Democrats will officially take control of the House of Representatives in the 116th Congress on Thursday after they won a majority during the 2018 midterm elections. Democrats pledged during the midterm elections to fight President Donald Trump's America First agenda and to pass legislation ranging from protecting Obamacare to fighting climate change and even pushing for a single-payer Medicare for All government-run health care program. The House will first vote for Speaker of the House, where Rep. Pelosi will likely become the leader of the House, setting up future battles with President Trump on a number of wide-ranging issues. Pelosi faced initial resistance from progressive and rank-and-file members in the run-up to the new congressional term. Reps. Marsha Fudge, D.O., Ed Perlmutter, D.C.O., and Tim Ryan, D.O., promised to oppose Pelosi for Speaker but eventually backed Pelosi for Speaker. The California Democrat will continue to spar with progressive Democrats such as Reps. Ro Khanna, D.C.A., and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, D.N.Y., who both took to Twitter this week to oppose a House rules package that would make it harder for Democrats to pay for programs such as Medicare for All and a Green New Deal. The rule PAYGO, or pay-as-you-go, requires that Congress offset spending by matching cuts or increases in revenue. I do not understand why the Democrats don't have the courage of our convictions and make the case that our policies will lead to growth, Khanna said. Khanna added. PAYGO is to protect members in vulnerable districts who can say that Democrats are for fiscal responsibility. I'm all for raising taxes on the 1% and multinational corporations and stopping our excessive spending on the bad wars. But we should make an economic growth argument in swing districts instead of thinking the 90s playbook of fiscal responsibility will work. Rep. Ocasio-Cortez said that she will vote against the House rules package primarily due to the inclusion of PAYGO. PAYGO isn't only bad economics, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted on Thursday. It's also a dark political maneuver designed to hamstring progress on healthcare plus other leg. We shouldn't hinder ourselves from the start. Pelosi will have to work with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, who was the number two Republican in the House majority last session.